It's the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch, about 20 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Big show going on tonight at Billy Bob's Texas. Looking forward to this one. One of the, probably the fiercest songwriters of all time, at least in the Americana scene, Mr. Chris Knight, who is going to be playing tonight, joins us in studio. Chris, happy Friday to you, and welcome back to Fort Worth.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's good to see you again. I'm a big fan of your songwriting. You grew up in Kentucky.
Right.
So tell us, when you're growing up in Kentucky, who were some of those musical influences for you? Because we kind of want to know where Chris Knight came from.
Well, I mean, we listened to the radio when I was a kid, you know, and whatever they happened to be playing, you know. The pop music and the rock and roll, you know. The first ones I remember was like, you know, hearing Wooly Bully on the radio, you know, when I was real little, and Roger Miller and Dang Me. And then, you know, the first one, I was about 8 years old, and my aunt had a record of Hank Jr. singing Hank songs. It was for that old movie, Your Cheating Heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I learned to sing those songs. And so that, you know, and I always wanted a guitar. You know, I liked Johnny Cash and everything. And then, you know, I started listening to singer-songwriters when I was a teenager. John Prine, Jackson Browne, Gordon Lightfoot, and then listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top. And, just kind of went from there. Steve Earle was a big influence when I first heard him. So it got me going. It got me to try to get in the music business.
Yeah, it kind of showed you that you could be real honest in a song and still have some success.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's why I wanted to do it. You know, I didn't want to. And I don't know. It's just it's the only way that it interested me to write a song was to write a story, you know, and not be singing a ditty, you know. And every time I would try to write something like that, you know, it wouldn't be any good. So, I just have to try to stay honest and not try to, you know, pull anybody's leg, you know, make them think it's a good song when I know it ain't.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah, I remember introducing your music to a buddy of mine years ago, and he was, I don't remember which album it was I gave him to listen to, and he listened to it, and he goes, "Man, like every song sounds like a movie in itself." I said, "I think that's probably what he's going for. It's a story, every single song."
Yeah.
It is. How many of those that you write are real?
All of them.
Chris Knight's killed a lot of people, folks.
I actually, we better not talk about it. I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I like you too much. Please don't kill me. Well, Chris, you know, one of the things I do like about you is you're not one of those real outspoken political kind of people, and it seems like a lot of artists are doing that now. They're coming out with their own personal opinions. What keeps you from doing that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it looks very good. I mean, I have kind of gotten a little bit into that territory with my songwriting and stuff, you know, but I just let the songs, you know, if there is something political, it's just in the song. And it's not necessarily my opinion that I'm writing. It's kind of a story. It's kind of a story, too, so.
It could be the opinion of whoever's in the song.
Right.
I got you. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a few years since your last album. Have you had any time to work on anything new?
I've got some new songs, and within the next couple of months, I'm going to be in the studio at least by December. A bunch of songs, but I'm not going to record anything that I don't like.
Well, yeah, because you got to play them every night.
Yeah, and so I've got almost a full record of songs I like, so I got to do just a little bit more writing. And just get in there and get them out, you know. They're probably different from what I've been putting out because, you can't keep writing. rewriting the same song.
Well, right. Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Absolutely doesn't work. A lot of younger songwriters will call you an inspiration to them. How does that make you feel?
It makes you feel pretty good, you know, that people like your music.
And, mm-hmm.
You know, that you was able to inspire somebody to start doing, what they like to do.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't tell them to just not do it? Just stay away.
Well, some people almost say, you got to have something, you know.
Well,
I've told people, I said, when I started playing guitar, I took a guitar with me everywhere
mm-hmm.
I went.
Mm-hmm.
And took it to school, played in study hall
mm-hmm.
for the kids and, playing on the street corner on Saturday night down at Seabury, Kentucky. I just throw it up in the back of my car and whatever I happen to be doing, I always had a guitar with
me. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a cool thing, though. It absolutely is. Well, last question to you. You've had some really cool songwriters and singer-songwriters cover your songs. Have you ever picked a favorite of somebody that's covered your stuff?
Well, I'd like for everybody to cover my song.
If you're real successful, would you cover some Chris Knight?
Oh, yeah. But
that's a tough question,
I mean, John Anderson cut Ain't Easy Been Me, and I really liked that, and Blake Shelton cut it, and that was good, and, Highway Junkie's been cut a few times.
It has,
And Montgomery Gentry cut She Couldn't Change Me, and, that did real well, so that's probably my favorite.
That's your favorite?
It got played quite
That was
good.
The one I like to go into the mailbox
right.
for.
Yeah.
Chris Knight's playing Billy Bob's Texas tonight. Are you going to play any of this new stuff you've kind of been working on? Is that into the sets yet?
I played a few of them acoustically. Mm-hmm. I haven't worked anything up with the band yet.
Okay.
But we'll see. I don't know. I've played two or three of the songs as I've gone along.
Mm-hmm. Well, very
good. Depends on. Tonight might not be a real good night for acoustic stuff.
Right. It's a big room.
But who knows? If I think the crowd wants to hear it, I might do something.
There are a lot of Chris Knight fans in the Fort Worth area.
Yeah.
Like, if I go too long without playing a Chris Knight song, somebody, I will catch some hell, man. I'm
right?
serious. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
They love you here, man. So we appreciate you taking a minute to come chat with us and looking forward to a big show. And like I said, welcome back to Fort Worth.
Man, thanks a lot, Shane. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. The great Chris Knight here on the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.
Caught a 22 bullet in my thigh one night, trying to break up a barroom fight. Went home, dug it out with my old case knife. I broke down in a blizzard on the Great Divide. Walked 20 miles till I caught a ride. The trooper said, "Boy, it's a wonder you're still alive." I've rode hard luck. I've been bruised and buffed. I've been hitting the ground and turning around and getting back up. And now they're laying them off down at Kankakee, and it pours on the windows up and down the streets. And they're saying that it's gonna get darker before the dawn. But you can bet your ass I'll keep the lights on, keep my babies fed and throw my dog a bone, 'cause I'ma bring it on, get her done, don't run SOB. Times are tough, but they ain't got nothing on. legged dog. I called Jake, got the wombat dance scars on his face. He tussled with the bear, came in second place. He comes back home every now and then with some brand new scars and a happy grin. You know I'm proud, call old Jake my friend. He's known hard luck, even bruised and bugged. He's been hitting the ground and turning around and getting back up. And I'm laying him off down at Kankakee, and his boys on the windows up and down the streets. And they're saying that it's gonna get darker before the dawn. But you can bet your ass I'll keep the lights on, keep my babies fed and throw my dog a bone. But I'ma bring it on, get her done, don't run SOB. Times are tough, but they ain't got nothing on me. Yeah, times are tough, but they ain't got nothing on me.